Coastal Foraging in Washington, A Comprehensive Guide for March, April, and May. Introduction. Coastal foraging in Washington during the spring months of March, April, and May offers a unique opportunity to explore the rich bounty of the Pacific Northwest. This guide provides an in-depth look at the opportunities, techniques, and recipes for foraging, along with essential information on getting started, necessary equipment, and regulatory resources. We will also cover species to avoid, easy species to forage, and a variety of recipes suitable for snacks, lunches, and dinners. Opportunities for coastal foraging in Washington. Washington's coastal regions, including the Puget Sound and the Olympic Peninsula, are teeming with diverse flora and fauna that become particularly abundant in the spring. During March, April, and May, foragers can expect to find a variety of edible plants, mushrooms, and seafood. Edible plants. Nettles urtica dioica. These are among the first plants to emerge in spring and are rich in vitamins and minerals. Fiddlehead ferns Matyuxia struthiopteris, available in early spring, these young ferns are a delicacy. Sea beans salicornia, found along coastal marshes, these succulent plants are a tasty addition to salads. Mushrooms. Morels Morchella SBP. Colon highly prized for their unique flavor, morels begin to appear in late April and May. Oyster mushrooms Pleurotus ostreatus. These can be found on dead or dying trees, often in coastal forests. Seafood. Clams. Various species such as Manila and butter clams can be dug from sandy beaches. Mussels. Found attached to rocks and pilings, mussels are abundant along the coast. Crabs. Dungeness crabs are a popular catch, available in coastal waters. Techniques for coastal foraging. Foraging successfully requires knowledge of the environment and the species you're targeting. Here are some techniques to consider. Plant foraging. Identification. Always use a reliable field guide to identify edible plants. At Wild Edible Plants is a useful resource on Instagram for visual identification. Harvesting. Use scissors or a sharp knife to cut plants at the base, leaving the roots intact to promote regrowth. Mushroom foraging. Identification. Mushrooms can be tricky to identify. Use resources like At Mushroom Forager on Instagram and consult local experts or mycological societies. Harvesting. Use a knife to cut mushrooms at the base and avoid pulling them out to prevent damaging the mycelium. Seafood foraging. Clam digging. Use a clam gun or shovel to dig in the intertidal zone during low tide. Be aware of shellfish safety advisories. Mussel harvesting. Pry mussels off rocks with a knife or mussel tool, ensuring they are tightly closed and alive. Crabbing. Use a crab pot or ring net baited with fish or chicken, and check local regulations for size and season limits. Getting started with coastal foraging. To begin your foraging journey, consider the following steps. 1. Education. Attend workshops or join local foraging groups. The Washington Native Plant Society and the Puget Sound Mycological Society offer educational resources. 2. Field guides. Invest in reliable field guides specific to the Pacific Northwest, such as Plants of the Pacific Northwest Coast by Andy MacKinnon and Jim Podjar. 3. Mentorship. Connect with experienced foragers who can provide guidance and share their knowledge. Equipment needed for coastal foraging. Having the right equipment can enhance your foraging experience and ensure safety. Field guides, essential for accurate identification. Knife, for cutting plants and mushrooms. Scissors, useful for harvesting delicate plants. Clam gun or shovel, necessary for digging clams. Mussel tool, for prying mussels off rocks. Crab pot or ring net, for catching crabs. Basket or mesh bag allows spores to fall and spread for mushrooms. Gloves protects hands from nettles and other prickly plants. Tide chart, essential for planning seafood foraging trips. Official resource websites for rules and regulations. Understanding and adhering to regulations is crucial for responsible foraging. Here are some official resources. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, WDFW. WDFW.wa.gov provides information on shellfish harvesting regulations and seasons. Washington State Parks, parks.state.wa.us offers guidelines for foraging within state parks. United States Food and Drug Administration, FDA, fda.gov provides safety advisories on shellfish consumption. Species to avoid while foraging can be rewarding. It's important to be aware of species that can be harmful. Mushrooms to avoid: death cap Amanita phthalates, highly toxic and can be fatal if ingested. False morel Gyromitra esculenta, contains toxins that can cause severe illness. Crustaceans to avoid: red rock crab. While not toxic, these crabs are often smaller and less desirable than Dungeness crabs. 5 easy and simple species to forage for beginners. These species are easy to identify and forage. 1. Nettles Urtica dioica. Look for young, tender leaves in early spring. 2. Sea beans Salicornia. Found along coastal marshes, these are easy to spot and harvest. 3. Fiddlehead ferns Matyuxia struthiopteris. These young ferns are distinctive and widely available in early spring. 4. Mussels, easily found attached to rocks and pilings during low tide. 5. Manila clams, abundant in sandy beaches and simple to dig with a clam gun or shovel. 5 recipes for lunch or snack. Here are some simple recipes that make use of foraged ingredients for a quick lunch or snack. 1. Nettle pesto ingredients, 2 cups nettle leaves, 1/2 cup olive oil, 1/2 cup grated parmesan, 1/4 cup pine nuts, 2 garlic cloves, salt and pepper. Instructions: blanch nettles, blend with other ingredients until smooth. Serve on crackers or bread. 2. Sea bean salad ingredients, 1 cup sea beans, 1 cucumber, 1 tomato, 1/4 red onion, lemon juice, olive oil, salt and pepper. Instructions: chop vegetables, mix with sea beans, dress with lemon juice and olive oil. 3. Fiddlehead fern sauté ingredients, 1 cup fiddlehead ferns, 2 tablespoons butter, 1 garlic clove, salt and pepper. Instructions: sauté fiddleheads with butter and garlic until tender. Season to taste. 4. Mussel fritters ingredients, 1 cup cooked mussels, 1 egg, 1/4 cup flour, 1/4 cup milk, salt and pepper. Instructions: mix ingredients, form into patties and fry until golden brown. 5. Clam dip ingredients, 1 cup chopped clams, 1 cup cream cheese, 1/4 cup sour cream, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce, salt and pepper. Instructions: mix ingredients until smooth. Serve with crackers or vegetables. 5 recipes for dinner for a more substantial meal. Try these recipes featuring foraged ingredients. 1. Nettle and mushroom risotto ingredients, 1 cup arborio rice, 1 cup nettle leaves, 1 cup sliced mushrooms, 1 onion, 4 cups vegetable broth, 1/2 cup white wine, 1/2 cup grated parmesan, 2 tablespoons butter, salt and pepper. Instructions: sauté onion and mushrooms, add rice and wine, then gradually add broth. Stir in nettles and parmesan before serving. 2. Sea bean and shrimp stir-fry ingredients, 1 cup sea beans, 1/2 pound shrimp, 1 bell pepper, 1 onion, 2 tablespoons soy sauce, 1 tablespoon sesame oil, 1 teaspoon ginger, 1 teaspoon garlic. Instructions: sauté vegetables and shrimp, add sea beans and seasonings, cook until shrimp are pink. 3. Fiddlehead fern and chicken pasta ingredients, 1 cup fiddlehead ferns, 1/2 pound chicken breast, 8 oz pasta, 1/2 cup heavy cream, 1/4 cup grated parmesan, 2 tablespoons butter, salt and pepper. Instructions: cook pasta, saute chicken and fiddleheads, add cream and parmesan, toss with pasta. 4. Mussel and tomato stew ingredients, 2 pounds mussels, 1 can diced tomatoes, 1 onion, 2 garlic cloves, 1/2 cup white wine, 1/4 cup chopped parsley, salt and pepper. Instructions: sauté onion and garlic, add tomatoes and wine, then mussels. Cook until mussels open, garnish with parsley. 5. Clam chowder. This has been a Yak Yak report, produced March 7, 2025. This report was generated using AI from Xi with the model Grok 2 latest. Your feedback is appreciated.